Okay, today is Daf Chav Dalet. We're on Chav Dalet at the Mishnah. About 12 lines down, 13 lines down. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Freud family, Lila Mishmas, Esther Rucham, Bas Reb Chaim Alevi. Shalom Hashem and Aliyah. So here we go. And Lila Mishmas, Yisrael Ben Reb Chaim Tzvi, is your title today. Shalom Hashem and Aliyah. So the Mishnah says as follows. Kasher Bekahanim, whatever is kosher by Kahanim, meaning age, there's no age restriction to being a Kohen. There's no age restriction. You can be a Kohen your whole life. Possible Belevium. But Belevium do have it after 50 years old. You can't serve anymore. Why is that? The Torah said so. Kosher Belevium, whatever is kosher for Levium, meaning a mum, Levium can have a mum. Doesn't stop them from singing or whatever they're going to do. Well, guarding the gates doesn't make a difference to that mum. Pasul b'kahanim. The pasul is the kahanim. Very simple. Now, Tana Rabbanan. What? You have a question? Tana Rabbanan. Kahanim b'mumin psulim. If they have the mum, they're pasul. B'shanim k'sherim. Years doesn't matter. Right? Levium b'mumin. Levium have a mum. K'sherim, they're kosher. Bishanim psulim. If they have the years, it's a problem. Nimtze comes out. Kasha b'kahanim pasul b'levim. Kasha b'levim pasul b'kahanim. Right? Menahani mili. How do we know all this? The Tana Rabbanan, it says, Zos asher la'levim. This is the story of the levim. What does that mean? Ma tamud lomar. Why does it say this is the story? This is the Torah of the levim. Lefishin emar, it says, Omen chamishim shana yashuv. When they turn 50 years old, they return back home. They don't serve anymore. Lamadna, we see, Lelevium, Shashanim, Psulimahem. That years, age, apostles. Yachal, Mumin, Poslim, Behem. I would think that Mumin also apostle. After all, Vidinhu, it's a Kalvachomer. Now, Tosa said yesterday, it's not really a Kalvachomer. It's not really a Kalvachomer. You know? Well, it's really a Mamatzinu. Like, why should like things be different? It's really what it is. The Gemara calls it Yachal Valo Dinhu. Shechal Valo Dinhu. Ma Kahanim. You have Kahanim. She'ein Hashanim Poslim Behen. Age doesn't passel. Nevertheless, Mumin Poslim Behen. Mumin do passel. So Levium. She'ashanim Poslim Behen. Levium. With the years passel. Age passels. She'ein Odin. She'ein Mumin Poslim Behen. Shouldn't Mumin passel? Right? Kalvachomer. Mamatzino, whatever you want to call it. Talmud Lomar, Zos Asher Lalevim. Zos Asher Lalevim. Zos Lalevim. The Ein Acheris Lalevim. Right? Okay.
Mandatory retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So a Levi who is a Shota can still sing?
Why not? Maybe, yeah. For who said anything about a Shota? The Nativ says that if a Levi's tummy, he can't serve.
Right.
Right?
So not,
exactly. So we didn't mention that. So not every single psul that you could think of is kosher by a Levi. It's not true. Right? What won't pass a Levi? Mums. What about everything else? I don't know. For example, Tumah does pass. Yachal, listen to this question. Yachal ye kahanim poslim b'shanim. So I would think kahanim should be puzzle with age. Valo dinhu. It's a kalvachomer. What's the kalvachomer? Or ma'amatzinu. Ma levim. Shein mumin poslim behem. Levim, where mums don't puzzle. Shonim poslim behem. Nevertheless, years puzzle. Kahanim. So kahanim. Sha'a mumin poslim behem. Where mums puzzle. Right? Eino din. Shehei shonim poslim behem. So shouldn't age puzzle? Asks the Rosh Yosef, asks the Paras Yosef a question that he doesn't answer. His question is, how could you entertain the possibility that years passel a Kohen? What about Aaron a Kohen? Aaron a Kohen is over 80 years old and he serves as a Kohen Gadol for 40 years in the Midbar. How could that be? What? So he answers, Tzarechiyim. What's the Gemara even thinking?
It's not a Rosh Hashanah because you have Yochanan Kohen Gadol also did.
What?
Yochanan Kohen Gadol.
No. But that could have been later. It's like the Torah itself says.
That's why it's not a Rosh Hashanah.
Right. The Torah itself says that we know as a fact, because the Paras Yosef asks, Aaron and Elazar. Says Elazar, who said, how old was he when they left Mitzrayim? Maybe he was a baby. So if he was a baby, it's hard to say that because...
He was already a Kohen.
He was already a Kohen when Nadav and Avihu died, right?
No, so he was already a Kohen when they inaugurated the...
He had a kid when they were already by the inauguration.
What?
Pinchas was already alive.
Pinchas was already alive. So he had to be at least 13 years old. And then 40 years later, then he took over. He was over 50 already, right? So he answers on both of them. Yeah. How could it be? How could it be? Hey, he answers Tzarechim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Chassam Sofer answers, not that is a Rosh Hashanah. The Chassam Sofer says, I don't know where he gets this from, he says, over the Gemara doesn't think that if you're over 50, you're pasul if you're a tzaddik.
You're what?
If you're a tzaddik. Okay. So Aaron, Elazar, these tzaddikim, Hashem, the Torah is not makbid on tzaddikim to be over 50. Why would that be? He says, ki kanu kavo Hashem yachlifu b'koach. Okay, and some pasuk that seems to, okay.
Possible.
Exactly.
I think the point that the Levian have heavy lifting to do, whereas the Kohanim is just skillful manipulation.
The Meshech Chachma says this question is only asked on one avoda, which we never saw that Aaron did it. So it could be that's what the Gemara was driving at, and that's the avoda of blowing shofar. Maybe if once you're old, 50 years old, you can't blow shofar. The Chatzotzros. Then you're possible to do that. Why would that be of all things? Why would that be? He says because that's only mitzvah kahanim dafka, and a balmum can't blow shofar. So maybe the Bryson meant that. The question is better than the answer, right? Okay. Anyway, so that's the kal v'chomer. If the Levium where mum's pasul age pasuls, so kahanim mum's don't pasul age pasuls, so kahanim where mum's pasul age should pasul. Okay, putting aside Aaron, tamad lomar asher. La Levium, velo Asher, la Kahanim. No, it's only singled out for Levium, not Kahanim. Age does not invalidate Kahanim. It's very simple. Yachal af b'shilo u'beis olamim kain. I would think in Shilo and the Beis Hamikdash. The same story. What same story? Right. So the truth is that in the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi says she'ain avodas Levium. What is the avoda of the Levium in the Beis Hamikdash? Singing. So, well, who cares how old you are? Why is that a psul? So, ein avodas ha'levim ela sha'orim. U'mesha'orim, I think sha'orim is the geats. And singing, yu'yunifsal and b'shanim, possible with years. No. Talmud lomar, la'avod avodas avoda. Right? To do avoda. Avodas masa lomarti, ela bizman sha'avoda b'kaseif. This avoda, this heavy avoda I'm talking about, right? I'm only talking about avoda of the shoulders, meaning carrying the mishkan. Carrying the Mishkan, that already is the only time that 50 years old was a cutoff. Then you had to retire. But singing? So there's a beautiful Bali Tzvila, then over 50 years old. Right? No rule like that. Beautiful people could sing, right? Even Goy, whatever it is. Singing? There's no age limit for that.
Administrative jobs, all that stuff, maybe age out?
Yeah, no. The answer is no. So what it did age out? What did age out? Just working in the Avoda. As a matter of fact, there's a machlokas Rishonim. By the way, when it says over here, it says in Pirkei Avos that Ben Shloshim Lekolach. They learn it out from here.
30.
That's what on a Levi. He's at full strength. He can already schlep the Mishkan. Yeah. Before that, it was too weak. Over that, he's too old. That's a good age, right?
So what are you saying? Are you saying that 50 rule only applies in the Midbar?
Yeah.
The Beis Hamikdash didn't have to retire.
Correct. Because it only applies to schlepping.
That's right. They don't have to carry it.
Now, the Rambam says, I didn't count the mitzvah of a Levi retiring at 50. I didn't count it as a mitzvah because it's not for not Ladoros. Because it stops after they left the Midbar. Oh. Says the Rambam, it's not true. If you could think of a time or situation where you need schleppers, then the Levium are not going to be included. They don't schlep. Over 50, they don't schlep, so it does apply forever. It might not apply in that way, not apply in Mishkan, schlepping beams and whatnot, but it applies in other things, right?
So the Mishkan only historical? What does the Mishkan mean?
Yeah, only historical.
Only
yeah, yeah, yeah.
involved in schlepping carcasses or anything like that.
Correct. One of the Rishonim asks, somebody asks, that that it shouldn't apply to all three families of Levium, because one of them didn't carry anything heavy. Right? One carried the beams, like it had schlepping. One carried the kalim, also you could say schlepping. What did the third one carry?
The Aron Kodesh, which carried itself.
Would one family carried the Aron Kodesh? That's all they did? Just
yeah,
carried one keli? No, they carried all the top kalim, right? But what did the third family carry? I don't remember. Someone asked that question here. Yeah, I don't remember what. Have to go look. What? Yeah.
The schlepping of the beans.
And what Gershon carry? I don't remember. Someone asked that question.
Middle stuff.
Yeah, well, so what is that?
What's middle stuff?
The curtains, the
all the fabrics,
everything else that goes on around.
That was pretty heavy too.
Yeah,
it's probably as heavy as a bean.
You ever carried a carpet?
Okay, anyway. Okay. So, fine. That ends that. Next. Kasev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Mi ben chamesh v'esher shana umayla, that Levim start working at age 25. For Kasev Echad Omer, Mi ben shloshim. Another pasuk says 30. Which one is it? Eif shalomar shloshim, you can't say 30, shekhar nemar chafei. It says 25 somewhere. Eif shalomar chafei, shekhar nemar shloshim. Okay, Ted, how do you resolve the inconsistency? 5 years of?
Apprenticeship.
That's what the Gemara is going to say. It's funny, because in the Torah, the Ibn Ezra and the Rabbeinu Bechai, well, Rabbeinu Bechai is not so much a Pashtun, he's both. He's a Pashtun and a Kabbalist, right? That's why sometimes you'll see the Sefer, Rabbeinu Bechai Kipshuto. They only take out all the Pshat Rabbeinu Bechai. The Kabbalistic ones they don't put in. No one knows what they mean. So the Ibn Ezra was a very big Pashtun. He said, they both say that... 25, you start doing light thing, light work. Not apprenticeship, training. And then when they get 30, they're full strength, then they could do big bill schleppers. Right? That's a day answer over there in the Chumash. Anyway, so we know, Ma Talmud Lomar, Kate, Ma Chafei Le Talmud, 25 for apprenticeship, Ushloshim La Voda, and 30 for work. Do we ever find such a concept by Kohanim? The Kahana have a training period? No such thing.
No.
Why not? No such thing. So, amazingly... What?
Yeah.
They should really have it.
Yeah.
But the Chazdei David, the Chazdei David says, I don't know who the Chazdei David is, I think it might be the Chida. He says, you know why? Because the Levim's work was much harder.
What?
Much harder. So what was the work? Not singing. The work was taking apart the Mishkan. Very complicated job. Putting it up, taking it down, every little... What did the Kohen have to do already in the midst?
You mean tell me that, according to him, that taking apart and putting together the Mishkan was more intricate than Karbanos?
Yes.
But doesn't the Midrash say that Moshe did it single-handed every day for 8 days?
How's that possible?
Moshe did it single-handed every day for 8 days.
So he says, I'll read it to you. Nira, who had din b'kahanim? Said the Chida. I think the Kohanim, same story. Why? Shetzrichim kodim shiyibud limud chameshanim. A Kohen would need at least five years of training. Afal pi she'ein adavar mavur b'forsh b'gemara. It never says it anywhere. It has to be. You know why? Mikol makom, pashon adavar misvara. It's obvious. Shevadai ein dinam pachas melevim. They don't have less dinim. Adarabah. They have more Kohanim kasha yoser. They're much more complicated. Ve'tzrichim yoser limud l'zeh. Much more to work. Much more to know. Right? The Sefer Nusan Perio says no. You don't find anywhere in Shas, nowhere, that Kahanim had a training. No such thing. And he says, She hatam hu mishum sha'avodas ha-levim ha-yisatzricha yosa limud. Levim needed more work.
Need more work.
Listen
more
to this.
Training.
Rashi says, Lahorin ha-mishkan, leparko, to take it apart, lintoso, right?
Yeah,
Lahamid crush of, vashir, lekarban, peh, bekli. Hard to say that's harder. Chaim Kadiyatsky is such an unbelievable answer. He says, you know why Kahanim didn't have any training anywhere? You know why he never says it anywhere? Listen to this. Bishum Shekahanim, Zrizim, Vizihirim Haim. Is that Kahanim? You have to train Kahanim? The Kahanim are the most excited and alacrity, all that. You have to train them. It'll come natural. Unbelievable thoughts.
Right.
as Rechaim Kadetsky says. That's why you don't find anywhere in Shas. Of course they're going to know. They, of course, you know. What? You know how you have those kids, the little, those kids are like so eager. They're always eager to, always eager to have these kids. Kahanim are like that. So those are those kids. The Kahanim are like that. So yeah, they're only training. They're already there.
What, the group, they were born trained? You're telling me they were born trained? They had to have some kind of training. They weren't born trained.
No, they weren't born training. His point is that they were so zrizos to learn the Avodah that their training was... You know, the Gemara doesn't have to say, oh, they need 5 years of training.
All
right, so they say it.
They're quick studies.
Right. Now, Mikan.
How old can a coin start?
We're going to get to that. Mikan. La'talmud shalorot simen yafim mishnot heishanim. If you see from here that a Talmud is not really learning for 5 years, shuvenu ro, he's not going to see anymore. That's it. You don't have to... Rabbi Yossi Omer, gimel shanim. No, it's 3 years. Shenemar, there's a pasuk somewhere in some random place in Daniel. It's the very beginning of Daniel, fifth pasuk. Ulegadlam shaloshanim, they raise him for 3 5 years, for 3 years. Ulamdam sefer v'loshon kazdiyim. And they learned sefer loshon kazdiyim. What does that mean? So now the Gemara is going to say. But before we get to what the Gemara is going to say, what's a nafkamina between 5 years and three? What's a nafkamina? If someone doesn't, so the nafkamina is obvious. Does a Rebbe mechuyev to teach you after 3 years? Does he have to wait till 5 years? Right? You're not going. How long does he have to try? Says Rebbe Yossi, 3 years. Says the Tanakhama, 5 years. What's a nafkamina? Yeah, does he have to wait for 2 more years? Now, what if another student walks in? He says over here, same sefer called Birchas Moshe, it only applies if there's another student waiting to come into the class, come into the yeshiva. I've been wasting my time for 3 years with this boy. I got nowhere. Let me take him in. Or do you have to, I have no room. I have to give him 2 more years. Right? That's an afkamina. Okay, very good.
I don't think the more that you teach you, if you just get up to 100 times, you have to keep going. Like it's not a year, but like reviewing. I'll get it eventually. You know,
maybe after 5 years, you can give up. That's it. The idach. Now, why? What? Now we have one source has a 5 year training period, and in Daniel it's a 3 year training period. The idach. Well, the one who said a 5 year training period is because shiny lashon kazdiyim, the kollel. That's not learning. That's Babylonian history. That's much easier. Now the idach. And why did he say 3 years? Because Shani Hilchas Avodah Tekifin. Hilchas Avodah is very hard. Says the Marshal, they're not arguing. When it comes to hard work, hard things like Torah and Avodah, 5 years. And when it comes to easy things, so they're not arguing. So what are they arguing about? So the Marshal says, you've got to find that middle ground of learning, that discipline, that's not so easy like 3 years, and not so hard like 5 years, what would they hold then? Okay? Very good. Tana Rabbanan, Kohen, this is his question, when does a Kohen start? Mishiyavi Shtei Sairos, from the time he becomes 13, Ad Shiyazkin, until he gets old, Kashal Avoda. He's Kashal for the Avoda. What does old mean? We'll see in a minute what old means. Umumin, Pulsenbo. The guy's got Kohen as a mum, he can't serve. A Ben Levi, is mi Ben Shloshim, Ad Ben Chamishim. From 30 to 50, Kashal Avoda. Vishanim Poslimbo. Years, age is a possible for him.
This is only in the Midbar. This is not Halakha L'maaseh.
Only in the Midbar. Pemet Devar Mamurim, Ba'al Moed Sheva Midbar. That's only in the Ol Moed. Aval B'Shilo, U'Beis Olamim, Ein Nifsalin Ela B'Kol. You know what apostle? A lousy voice.
Yeah,
right?
And that's that 90% of all day.
I will definitely be
possible. Everybody except the Stelm.
I will definitely be possible.
Yeah.
No, a lot of gatekeepers.
Umar of Yossi, Mikra, right? Mikra, what's the source? Right? What's the source? Source is, Fahi ke'echad le'mechatzatrim u'l'meshorim la'shmiya kol echad. Meaning, when you sing, it has to be one voice. Like, that's a nice choir. Not, oh my goodness, well, that sounds like a frog in there in that choir. That, you have that. Yeah, exactly. You have that. That's a psalm.
They can't get voice lessons?
No, some people can't. So how many years do you want to have the voice lessons? 3 or 5?
Maybe after 5 year period.
Exactly. Now, Adjiyad's Ginad Kama. What do you mean a coin's too old? What does that mean, it's too old? So, Amar of Eloi, Amar of Chanina, Adjiyirtes. I think that means he's shaking. His hands shake. His hands shake. So old like that. The guy's shaking already. All right, now he's too old. But until then, fine. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Mikvos. Well, this has nothing to do with anything. It's here.
It's Parkinson's.
Yeah, something like that. This next Gemara is here because it's similar in phraseology. It has nothing to do with anything. Balkari Shetaval. If a Balkari went to the Mikvah, but Velo Hitl Mayim Lekashi Taval, Tame. He didn't go to the bathroom before he went to the mikvah. He's a balkari. And he didn't go to the bathroom. So if he didn't go to the bathroom and he goes to the mikvah, he's still tummy. Why?
So got the tummy in him.
What?
So got the
right. Because going to the bathroom will get all the carry out of the body.
Right.
And if you don't go to the bathroom beforehand, still a balkari. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Omer, yeah, but b'chola u'b'zakein tummy. That's only talking about a chola and a zakein, where the carry doesn't fully leave. Ube yeled, ube bari, tar. No, by a yeled or a bari, then you are tar. Because we assume all the carry left, and that because you're a healthy person. Yeled ad kama, that's what I said, yeled ad kama. How old, how long are you a yeled? I'm Rabbi Loi, I'm Rabbi Chanina, kol sha'omid al raglav achas, he stands on one foot, v'chol it's minav, you can take off a shoe, v'noel minav, or you can tie a shoe.
And that's the only
one. If you can't do that, you're too, little kids can't do that, you're too young. Amr Allah al Rabbi Chanina, Shay ben Shimon, he was 80 years old. V'yomid al Raglo, Echaz v'cholitz minol v'noel minolo. He was able to take off his shoe and tie his shoe, standing on one foot. He was an 80-year-old man. That's already an accomplishment. What? Yeah. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Chamin, hot water, v'shemen and oil. Shesachanti that I anointed myself. Imi, my mother anointed me, Bialdusi, in my young, my when I was a child, Hein Amduli Beizik Nasi. That kept me healthy in my old age. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, Nismale Zikno, Roy Lios Shiach Tzibor. If someone has Nismale Zikno, means his beard is full. He's Roy to be a Shiach Tzibor. The Meiri says over here that's only if he's under 20 years old. But if he's over 20 years old, right? It's a borrower. Says here. He's obviously old enough. If he doesn't have a beard, right? Okay? Yeah.
It means if he can grow a beard, doesn't mean if he has a beard, right?
No. So,
if he has the potential to grow a beard.
Was it a Kohen or any person?
So it says if any person.
Clean-shaven
right?
Guy, you can
yeah. And so you can be Shlich Tzibur. And V'yard Lefnei Ateva. And you can... Yordle Fanteva, what that might be different. Velisa is Kapov, and you can duchen. That's what it means, right? Meyemisai kosher lavoda. When are you kosher for this? When are you kosher for the avoda? Mishiyavi shtei sairos. So you see there's a difference between some jobs you have to wait till 20, and some jobs right away at 13. Right? It says, Tosvos on top. Tema, 1 minute. The Perakoris HaMegillah, in Perakoris HaMegillah, it says, Amrinan, katan kar batara. A katan can lean. All right, ve'ena par is a shema. He can't be par of shema, which is some kind of, tefil b'tzibur. Some kind of something b'tzibur. Ve'lo yarad lefnei ateva, and he can't daven for the amid. Ve'lo yisa nosa es kapav, and he can't duchin. Mashma, ha'hevi shtei sairos, but if he has 13, yarad lefnei ateva, ve'nosa es kapav, then he can. So which one is it? Is it 13 or 20? The Yeshlomar, Tosas answers, the Mishahevi Beis Sairos, Yachal Lev Lefnei Ateva. 100%. Once you're 13, you can daven for the Amid. Aval, Lasos Shiach Tzibur Kavua. But to be the Shiach Tzibur Kavua, Lehispalel, Betainios, Ubamamodos, special times, special occasions, Kippur or something like that. Eino Nath Achid Ismali Zikno. You have to be older than that. You have to be 20. Kidamrinon, doesn't mean an old man. It means someone older. Right? Which is why most shuls on a Yom Kippur, they won't let a 13-year-old kid daven. On Stam a Tuesday morning, nope, they want the 13-year-old to daven, right? Nobody wants to daven. So, right? That's exactly what Tosa says. On these high occasions, we don't usually put ketanim, even if they're 13, but they're very young. Okay? Vim Tomar. Once
we have kids
Vim Tomar, Pesoflov, Hagazel, Mashma, Dafilu Katano says Kapov. Even a cotton can duchen. Kidamrinan, cotton shiodea lises kapov. If a cotton knows how to duchen, 12-year-old boy knows how to duchen. Michalkin lo truma base aguanos. We could give him truma at the threshing floor, right, to bring home to the family. Ubekutri spiritual, I'll have to cotton. Elamari, because Shavi base iris, even if he doesn't mean really mean a cotton, it means a young kid, 13, 14. Velo mashma hachi, I don't think so. El cotton mamish. Is mamish a cotton? Dumi the cotton, hayodea ladaber, ladaber. When a cotton knows how to speak, aviv malando Torah. Father teaches him Shema Yisrael. Hayodea l'shachot ochel mishchitaso. That's a controversial one. He knows how to shecht. You can eat a shechita. Demuki la begadol over agabav. I'm talking about an adult standing on top of him. So I think it's a real cotton, says Tosfos. So 1 second. Can a cotton duchen or not? What's the answer going to be? Anyone know the answer?
Yeah.
No? We just said a cotton can, and here we said a cotton can't. What's the answer? Can a cotton duchen or not? What? We've all seen it.
Yeah.
What's the answer? But there's a Gemara. The Gemara said a cotton can't duchen.
He goes up.
So V'yesh Lomar himself, the hard to cut on, no says kap of Heinrich Imagdolim. When can a cotton duchen? When there are adults duchening. Kedamrin and Gabi Shir Beid Ragle Alevim, how you obdim. They stood next to the fathers. Vitziri Alevim, how you nigram, Beperik Ein Ba'erchen. Albufne Atzmo, the only cotton in the room is an 11-year-old kid, Ein no says kap of. He can't duchen. Achiyavi Beis Arif, still he's 13. Now, do we pass out that halacha on Maisa? I don't know.
Yes.
We do?
We do.
So the only cohen in the room is a 12-year-old kid. They won't let him do it.
They won't do it. No.
Okay. There you go. Interesting. So I'll tell you what happened once. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there are no Levium in the room, no Levium.
That's impossible.
No Levium, then who washes? A Bechor. No. One time in this shul, years and years ago, it was Pesach. Second day of Pesach or something, and there was no Levium in the room.
I didn't want to
go. No Levium in the room, and there was a 12-year-old Levi in the room.
12-year-old?
Levi.
Oh.
And I was getting up to go out to wash, and some guy yells, no, the 12-year-old does it. Now, I didn't argue my fight, so I sat back down. So I don't know, is that right?
Yeah.
That was right? A 12-year-old Levi could wash? Interesting.
Why wouldn't he bring a lot of wash?
What?
What kind of bite is washing?
Something. Rabbi, you hear what happened? There were no Levium in the room. There were no Levium in the room except for a 12-year-old Levi. And he went to wash, and I went to wash. I'm a Bechor. I never did it before. I was getting so excited. And someone yelled, no, the 12-year-old can wash. Is that true?
Probably either one is fine, because
a wash.
It's not
completely. Exactly.
Washing
and washing.
Right. So we don't let a cotton duchen if he's the only one in the room.
Correct.
So what I express it is the underage.
Right, underage Levi or
either one, the Kohen can wash his own hands also.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Right. That's what they do in Israel. They do it every day, right? The people wash or they wash their hands themselves.
So it is in Israel.
So I didn't lose anything.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. I never did it.
It's not that big a deal. You fill a cup and you pour it on the hands. It's not that big a deal.
I do a better job than Levium anyway.
Okay, next. Okay, next. Rebbe Omer. Omer Ani, Ad Shavi Ben Esrim. No, Rebbe says you have to be 20. 20 years old to duchen. To do a voda. I say 20. Why 20? So, before I should point out, there are things in halacha that you have to be 20 for. For example, selling your father's property. The Gemara said about Basra. Why? Yeah, even though when you're 13, you're chayv in all mitzvos, some things do require a little more knowledge,
maturity.
A little more maturity. So you have to wait for that also. Says Rebbe, same thing over here. We don't pass them like that. Amar Reb Chista, my time with the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reason? Tichsev, it says, V'yandur talavim ben eshem shana, ulamayla, l'natzeach amalachas beis Hashem. To be victorious. V'idach, and the other one says back, yeah, l'natzeach shiny. To be victorious is different. What do you mean victorious? So Rashi says, to do heavy work, you have to be victorious.
Supervising,
fine. That pasuk is talking about Levium. Not Kahanim. Right? So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Eshim Varba Makomos. In 24 places, Nikru Kahanim Levium. The Kahanim are called Levim in 24 places. Vizu Echad Mehem, this is one of them. The Kahanim, HaLevim, B'nei Tzadok. They were certainly Kahanim, and they call them the Levim, right? The Ben Yoyada, I think it was Ben Yoyada said, Ben Yoyada said, he looked through the whole Shas, he only found 11 places, the whole Chumash, the whole Tanakh, he only found 11 places where Kahanim are called Levim. Okay, Gemara says 24 places. Tanar Abanan, Ish Mizaracha Udorasam. It says Ish, right? It's a pasuk in Ezra. It's a pasuk in, where's this pasuk? Yeah, it's a pasuk in Vayikra. Ish Mizaracha Udorasam. Mikan Amar Belazar, Katan Pasul Avoda. A cotton can't do Avoda. Afilu Tam. If he doesn't have a mum, the cotton, he still can't do Avoda. Meim is a koshal Avoda. When is he koshal Avoda? Mishiyavish Deisairos. When he turns 13. Avul Achiv Kahanim. But his brethren, the Kahanim, would not let him work until he turned 20. Why is that? So the Meiri says it's a gnai to have a 13-year-old kid doing Ketores. The guy's waiting his whole life. The 13-year-old kid got the girl. That's not right. You know? So they would make them wait. That's one answer. The Radvaz says that... What? Yeah, they don't have the maturity, even though they're 13, they're still kids, still a joke to them. What? Yeah. The Chidah says, this proves I'm right, that Kahanim need training. This proves I'm right. Why are they letting them dive? Why are they not letting them work? This proves I'm right. They have to have training. Just walk in one, here, I'm a mitzvah. Let me run the show here in the base of Mikdash. No. Doesn't work like that. You need some training. Okay. Others say, HaRebbe he, that's Rebbe. Rebbe said, you have to wait till 20. Right? That's what Rebbe said, exactly Rebbe. Afilu psul d'rabanan, less lay. Right? Afilu psul d'rabanan, less lay. Even a psul d'rabanan they didn't have. What does that mean, that a psul d'rabanan didn't have? They're not apostle. They just wouldn't let him. Ikadiyamri, Rebbe islay, psul d'rabanan, no, it's Rebbe that there's a psul, HaRabanan he, but the Rabbanan, this is a shittus of Rabbanan, the Chachila hu delo, al b'diavad av dosak shera. So it's only the Chachila, but if they did it, it would be good. Okay. Okay. Next, Mishnah.
So didn't they keep a group of Pirchei Kuhuna to do a certain Avoda, they kept them perfectly
away? Yeah, Avoda nobody cared about.
What's
that? Avoda nobody cared about, let the kids do it.
Like,
waking people up.
No, you're talking about separating from Faraduma.
Yeah, Faraduma.
Oh.
They did something.
That's because they needed Hira. That's a different reason. It's not a voda. It's not a voda. Okay, next. Next, you know, contrast. Tar b'klicheres. What's tar by a klicheres? A klicheres is only can make something tar if it falls into the airspace of the klicheres. So if a dead animal or a dead person touches the back of a klicheres, it doesn't make the klicheres tar. Tame.
The outside.
The back, the outside, doesn't make it tame. Tahar b'klicheres, tamei b'chal kelim. Every other kelim will make a tamei. You have a metal mug, metal cup, and someone touches the back of it, a dead person, of course it's tamei. Not a klicheres. And the other way around. Tahar b'kol ha-kelim, whatever's tar in all other kelim, which is airspace, in the airspace of a, you put a dead rat, in the airspace of a kli, the kli's not tamei. Right? Tamei b'klicheres. That will be tame a klicheres. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, avir klicheres tame. The airspace of a klicheres is tame. The gabo tar. And the back of it is tar. Nimtza, avir kola kelim tar. The airspace of every other keli is tar. Gabo tame. The back of it is tame. Nimtza comes out, tar b'klicheres, Tamei b'chal kelim. What's tar by a klicheres? It's tamei by all other kelim. Tar b'chal kelim. Tamei b'klicheres. Very simple. Menahani mili. How do we know all this? Tana Rabbanan. It says tocho. What does tocho mean? The inside. Vafilu lo naga. Even if it didn't touch. At omer afal bishlo naga. You say it didn't touch. Omeinu el inke naga. Maybe you have to touch. Taka. Who said it didn't touch? Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtulmas Omer, Nemar Tocho L'Tame, it says Tocho to become Tame, to make Tuma, the Nemar Tocho L'Tame. What does L'Tame mean? It means two things. I have a Tame Klicheres. Why is it Tame? Because someone stuck a dead body's finger in it.
Right.
Tame. Now what if an apple fell in it? Apple becomes Tame, okay.
Right.
Even in the airspace. What if I have a, how do I know that I have a Klicheres, and a tummy, and it's not tummy, but a dead person falls into the airspace, how do we know the kli becomes tummy? That's called li tummy. That in itself can become tummy. Matoch, omol tummy, api shlonaga, because the first tumma, when the apple becomes tummy, didn't have to touch the inside. Aftocha, omol tummy, li tummy, api shlonaga, so the, a non-tummy, klicheres, where something tummy goes into the airspace, is betame the klicheres. For Hassam Minolan, but how do you know the first case is true? How do you know that the apple that falls into the airspace becomes Tame? How do you know that? Amar Bionason, Hatori Idal Klicher, Torah said so. Vafilu Malei Chardol, even if it's full of mustard seeds, it becomes Tame. Why so? Says Rashi on top. Shakli Einer Ogeh Bekulo. The Kli is not touching every mustard seed.
But it's in the airspace.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
So, airspace
is matame. It's not touching every mustard seed.
Right.
Some mustard seeds never touch the kli.
Right.
They're touching other mustard seeds.
Right.
Ella b'masha samach l'defanos, the only ones touching the mustard, the kli, are the ones by the wall.
Right.
V'emtziim matame avir, and the middle ones are being matame from the airspace. Right. V'yati yachalom shezeh matame zeh. Don't tell me, well, one mustard seed is matame the other one. Three reasons why you can't say that. First, each one's not the size of a beitza. In order to transfer tuma, it has to be big enough size of a beitza, food items. V'od, also, ein ochel matama ochel. Also, food can be matama food. Also, v'od, listen to this one, im kain, ze sheni, ze shlishi. If each mustard seed's becoming tame, you should be going down, revi, chamishi, right? No such thing. V'shlishi lo yase revi litame esam tay. No such thing. No such thing as once you go to a shady, unless it's kachim or truma, you stop. So how could that even be true? The answer is, so why do the mustard seeds become tame? Because touch the airspace. So what do you see? Airspace means betame. By klicheras.
The same mustard seeds in a regular keli wouldn't become tame?
No. If they don't touch the keli, no. Yes, touching the keli. Yes. That's anyway, even inside, yes. All right. He does? You'll pick up tomorrow on that.
No,
oh, it's still my job?
Where'd you leave off?
Okay. Uh-huh. Very good. Okay, so we're stopping at the top line. I'm a layer of Adabarava. We're stopping here. We'll pick up tomorrow. I'm going to have a very good day.